Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Susan Collison, and she is with the Greater Iowa Chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. Good morning to you, Susan.
Well, good morning. So happy to be chatting with you today.
Well, good. And we're happy that you're going to be coming to Atlantic tomorrow. And I wanted to make sure that we did our part in letting people know about that. You're going to be at the Atlantic Public Library at 5 o'clock. That's Thursday, tomorrow, December 10th. So what are you going to be talking about, Susan?
Well, I will start the program off by doing just a little overview on what is Alzheimer's. So a little information on some of the symptoms of the disease and how to get a diagnosis. So we'll just do a little bit of that.
Sure.
Just as an overview. And then we're going to get right into some of the conversations that happen around the holidays. You know, families sometimes don't see their loved ones only except around the holidays, and then they notice, hey, something's going on here. Something's different about grandma's health or a family member, and they think, well, what's going on and what do we do about this? And so we have some strategies to try and get better information so we know what to do. And then there certainly are times when families already have a diagnosis of some kind of dementia in their family. And handling the holidays can be stressful anyway for any of us, but even more so when somebody has dementia. So we're going to go over some tips about how to simplify things so that we can all enjoy the holidays even more, even if we have a diagnosis of some kind of dementia mm-hmm. with a loved one.
And Susan, it seems, and I guess a little bit of personal experience, but it seems to me when, if you're not around this person a lot, and so now you're beginning to question, it's I can feel really uncomfortable. What should I say? What should I do? Does everybody else know this? I mean, it's a really uncomfortable kind of thing to say, what do I do now? And so you're going to be talking a bit about that.
That's a big concern. It's, you know, even if you want to go visit a friend or a family member that's even in a nursing home, and, you know, you wonder, does it even matter anymore? And, yes, it absolutely matters. Folks wonder, are they still there? And, yes, they are. People can still enjoy having moments of joy even as you start progressing into the later stages of dementia. And so we know now so much more about how we can help folks enjoy those moments of joy. And we have strategies and some information that can help support people to know, what do you ask and what do you talk about, or how do you direct the conversation so that it's a great experience for both family members, not just the person with dementia, but all of us.
Everybody.
How do we make the most of finding the spiritual experience when you're dealing with somebody who's got some memory loss.
Mm-hmm. And I always have thought in the past, I wonder, you know, if I'm visiting with somebody and they're saying all these things that I know are not correct, should I correct them? Maybe not.
Usually you want to go with them,
Be
with them where they're at in their reality. If they have forgotten that somebody has passed away and they're looking for them, you don't want to tell them that that's happened, but you do want to help them celebrate or cherish that memory. So you might want to ask them about, hey, you know, what was your mom like? Or, you know, tell me about them so that they can enjoy that moment and that feeling and that relationship. Even though that person is gone, you don't have to tell them they're gone.
Good point.
About the wonder
good
of
point.
That person that was in their life.
The other thing, Susan, that I have found, and other people have expressed this too. Again, if you're not around the person much, the day to day situation might be quite different than when you're visiting. I remember with my dad, if somebody came to visit, they didn't really see his challenges. Because, I don't know, is it the adrenaline, whatever? He was really good.
Yeah, that can happen. People can have good days and bad days as well as, you know, just the regular challenges that you are going to have. However, you know, you make the most of every day. I think we all want that, to make the most of every day, and especially around the holidays. Yeah. What can we do to celebrate the season and support family members and loved ones and friends and neighbors? You know, let's all get out there and provide support. And, you know, we do have ways that folks can get involved with volunteer opportunities. And so, you know, people can call our office to find out how they can get involved to provide support and help for those who are experiencing memory loss.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit more about that help, because, you know, not everybody's going to be able to come to your program tomorrow at the library at 5 o'clock, but maybe there are folks, I know there are folks who are going to be in these situations that could use more information. You know, how can they get more information? How can they find out more from the Alzheimer's Association?
Well, we have a terrific website, and we have a helpline that's available 24/7, and I'm going to give you that number. So the helpline number is 800-272-3900, and folks can call that anytime, day or night, and we have licensed social workers that are on staff to handle difficult challenges, and they also have what they call a community resource finder, where anyone can find connections to local resources wherever they are in the country. So let's say you have a loved one who lives in another state and you're looking for support systems. You can call that 800 number and get connected. You can also find this information through our website, which is ALZ.org, and it's a tremendous amount of information is available, as well as links to local resources all over the country.
Okay, and that's ALZ.org.
Yes,
correct?
ALZ.org.
Okay, and we'll mention that again. So, Susan, what are some of the other kinds of things that perhaps you do or the association does? You know, here you're coming to Atlantic. Are you out doing that in different ways, different programs? Tell us a bit more about you and the other members there.
Well, I work at the association through the Des Moines office, but I have 25 counties, so I travel to around central Iowa and provide education programs in the community. And I also then provide care consultations both on the phone and in our offices. So families can just stop in and sit down with us when they get a diagnosis and they are trying to navigate what's next and how to be able to get education and support for their families. And then we also have opportunities to get involved with advocacy and our Walk to End Alzheimer's to fund research to help us try and find a treatment or a cure. So there are tons of ways folks can get involved. We are always looking for volunteers, and there's ways that you can use your gift personally, whether it's to help with somebody who actually has a diagnosis or to help plan events to provide either education or do some of the fundraising events. There's ways that folks can get involved, and they can find out those opportunities by calling our 800 number, and they will get us connected locally.
And that 800 number again is, of course, 800-272-3900.
That's correct? Right.
Okay. Well, another question that came to mind. Can you, the association, offer advice, help? I'm not necessarily saying the answer, but if somebody is diagnosed and so now what happens, and there's prescribed this medicine and that medicine and so on, okay, is this the right medicine? Are there places to get the information to look at alternatives?
Well, yes, we can sit down with people and look at options. So I'm not a doctor,
right,
but I certainly can help people better understand where to find the documentation on the different treatment suggestions that are available. Probably the very best thing you can do is get education, and we have, of course, a vast amount of information available on education and experiences other people have gone through to figure out how to better navigate through managing the disease process. And by supporting caregivers, we have a great amount of information to support caregivers that are, most of the time, they're people caring for loved ones at home, and it's hard to find information to know how to handle the situations, and we are a great resource to be able to get people connected to what's available to support families.
Information, education, resources. It sounds that's like what the Alzheimer's Association is all about, and the Greater Iowa Chapter is a part of that, and Susan Collison, who we've been visiting, is a part of that. We want to thank you very much, Susan, and remind folks to come and get more information tomorrow, Thursday, December 10th, 5 p.m. at the Atlantic Public Library. So thanks, Susan.
Thanks so much. We really appreciate bringing information and education to Atlantic and being part of the community.
Okay. Here's the thought. Till next time, positive anything is better than negative nothing.